Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9. This is The Blank Canvas. This is John Cox, your host. We're here talking about the role of the gallery in the creative community. You know, I should mention I have Sue Katz here, a great artist with a current exhibition on at the Central Bank. We also have Ian Fernander, the Director of Administration at the Central Bank, and Alexandria Newbold, the assistant kind of manager with responsibilities for the gallery. And we're talking, before the break, we were just talking about essentially the role that the gallery has, like what's appealing, not just about the Central Bank as a space. We spoke about it specifically because we know that the bank does not take any commission. But we were talking about Ian Fernander and made an interesting point in the previous segment where he said that the Central Bank was really interested in the development of art in the country. So it becomes this kind of conduit or a part of the puzzle that helps solidify and benefit art for all people interested in looking at and being practitioners. So, you know, one of the things we have to balance is that for artists, this is a life. This is not a hobby. This is not something that just happens on Sunday afternoon. This is what you do, all right? You're a banker, you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you know, you're an accountant, or you're an artist, mm-hmm. and you do this 9 to 5. This is what you're thinking about. This is how you pay your kids' school fees, how you pay all your bills. This is a real thing. So when these opportunities come up to have exhibitions and people say, okay, well, you could show at the Central Bank and there's no commission, but there's a couple of conditions there, or you could show at another gallery where we take 50% commission. So what does that do? And I think as my experience, both as an artist being on that side of the coin and also, kind of coordinating exhibitions or curating art events, sometimes you run up against a bit of resistance. Artists are like, well, wait a second, how come we have to pay this commission to mm-hmm. you? Why should we be paying you anything that we want from that we yield from our work? Because what are you doing to deserve it?
Right.
And I think a lot of the time, galleries are run with kind of wishy-washy kind of curatorship in mm-hmm. a sense like that. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Basically, a lot
yep.
of galleries run with no curator.
Right.
Because they run like shops. Mm-hmm. They run like, well, you sell mufflers or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or bracelets.
No, it's true.
Or, you know, flip-flops
yeah.
or art.
Right.
And you just run them with the same
yeah.
philosophy.
Yes.
And it's like, well, not really. There's no kind of cultural context. And I think that the Central Bank has been quite successful in doing that. I should mention it, which I didn't before, that Heino Schmidt is the current curator of the Central Bank. So he's the one responsible, I think, for the nitty-gritty of who's exhibiting and how the works get put up and for how long and all the rest of it. And previous to him was Antonius Roberts, who most people know is a very well-known Bahamian artist who was affiliated with the bank for many, many years. But my question is to everyone here, what do artists have any kind of credit when they say, listen, we don't need the gallery. We should just sell our work on our own. We could just sell it from the living room and keep all the money. What is the point of giving Dunglick Studios 50% or Pop-Up Studios 20% or anyone any percentage of the money? What is that? What is the push and pull?
Well, I think it's like we were talking about, like during the break, you know, the role of a gallery as such is to promote your client. And
right.
that's their job. It's like we were saying, it's a business for them. They want to make money off the artist, and the artist wants to sell their work.
Right.
You know, and, you know, a gallery, it's like we said, they'll promote you. They'll do your list. They do everything from soup to nuts, which, you know, sometimes, you know, we all need that because most of us don't like to do that on our own.
Right.
It's hard.
Right.
You know, the self-promotion type of thing.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
And I would add that a community gallery like the Central Bank is really gives the artist a space to say something to
mm-hmm.
the community. And that is what is
yeah,
also
definitely.
Important about
mm-hmm.
the Central Bank's gallery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's, you know, like you said, like we said during the break, what's so important about galleries is that they come with this air of authenticity, that they kind of formalize the art in the sense
yeah.
that everyone knows that this is more official. And with the Central Bank, you know, being
exactly.
such a prestigious Bahamian institution,
mm-hmm.
any artist who's shown there can, even if they're just starting out, can say, well, you know, now I'm sort of like, I'm professional. And I think that's what's important, because if you're showing, you know, like John said, in your couch, you know, with all that with all that promotion, even if you're the best promoter in the world, are people going to come? But
mm-hmm.
when a gallery comes with like a repertoire and people that trust it, they'll come even with like very little promotion. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone with like seeing just a text.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go to a random church or someone's house.
Yeah,
exactly.
And even for the artists, I think, you know, once you're shown in the gallery, in a gallery, you have your price tag up. I know for me personally, if I'm seeing you on the side of the street, I'm going to haggle you down to nothing.
Right.
Because for me, I mean, I think like you said, it gives authenticity, but it also shows me that you feel that your art is just so special that I'm going to show it in this special light and put this much attention to it. So I'll be more willing to spend more money in purchasing as opposed to literally, if you're on the streets, I want to get it for nothing.
Hmm.
Which isn't fair, but, you know, it gives that kind of...
Even if it's the same piece of work.
Even if it's the same piece of work.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's the power of the institution.
That's the power of the institution.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important, I think, especially in the Bahamas.
Right. Now, I think we're you know, I think we're doing a lot of learning within the visual culture right now in the country. I think we're doing a lot of figuring out. I think we have a ton of very, very talented artists. I think we have... some of the best artists in the region, honestly. But I have another question. Is it too easy to have a show in the Bahamas? Is it too easy for an artist to have an exhibition right on the heels of Sue Katz, who's exhibited, you know, and received all these commissions and done everything else? Is there a role that the gallery has to kind of make the hoops that the artists have to jump through hard enough to get through so you really feel like, well, hey, I couldn't just, you know, if I went to New York City, I couldn't just walk into the Gagosian Gallery and say, yeah, hey, here I am. My name's John, and I have some pretty neat art. Could you exhibit my work?
Well,
it doesn't necessarily work that way. I mean, it's hard to get a job at the bank, right? You're not just going to get someone else's job
right,
by saying, hey, I'm here,
right,
hire me,
yeah.
Pay me tons of money. You know, are we
Standards.
Educating the viewer to the entire process as opposed to them just coming to the exhibition and saying, hey, wow, Sue did really well. Look at all of these red dots. Red dots mean that, artwork is sold.
Mm-hmm.
So people go, oh, wow, this, that, and the next thing. But what does it do, going back to Ian's point, for the development of art in the country? Is it the gallery's responsibility to say, listen, we're going to have 12 exhibitions or 6 exhibitions in a year, and we only want to have who we think are the 6 top watercolorist or 6 top female artists or 6 top sculptors or whatever. We want to represent, we want to have this kind of dialogue be specific. Our agenda is specific, and we want to make it a difficult thing. And this is why we can charge 50% commission, because we're going to, we have the hookup with these magazines and these online publications and this, and we have the hookup with people who can make the openings nice and carry through and introduce you to new collectors and all the rest of that kind of thing.
Right.
Is that happening?
Well, I know I can speak about the bank. We, like I said, we try to encourage young artists, especially young artists, let me put it that way, especially young artists to come out. There is not a jurying of sorts before you put on, but of course our curator is going to go through your body of work to ensure that it's adequate, first of all, to fill the space, that it's of a good standard, you know, and that's why we pay him, to ensure that it's of a good standard. It's just not any old body wants to come off the streets and, well, I'm going to show today and whatever else. There is a bit of interviewing, you know, beforehand. Also, I know with our open category competition, we've offered for the winner, you know, that's a very, we've transformed the way we do the competition. And the winner now has a month for themselves, and you know, as a part of their prize. Once they win, let's say this year, next year, they're going to be showing. This year, we're going to be having Jackson Petit. He won our competition last year. Yay,
yeah, NAGB. He's on our curatorial peeps.
Yeah.
Yay,
he's going to be showing
Jackson
this year, September. You know, so it's not just an easy come off the streets and you're in the gallery this month.
But at the same time, let's not forget we are there to develop.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to err on the side of not seeming to be elitist.
Too elitist.
We're only going to show the best of the artists.
Right,
and, so
and that's a difficult line to walk, right? Because you want to be strong. It's like coaching a team.
Yeah.
You know, and you have a good coach. A good coach can take a weak player and turn he or she into a strong player. So that. You know what I mean? You kind of want to mature in the process. You kind of want to say, okay, well, yeah, you're going to be better when you leave. Better when you leave than when you came.
But John, I can tell you from experience that judging from the fairly large numbers of persons who wish to exhibit and say they're going to exhibit but can't, never, and when it comes to their time, they just can't do it, mm-hmm. there's some self-regulation anyway. because the space is so demanding that if you're not good enough for the space, you're not going to get there mm-hmm. anyway.
Right, that's true.
I think it's also, it's different here than it is, like, say, in, like you mentioned New York or whatever, because it's such a small, it's mm-hmm. smaller here, yes. and there's not many places to show your work. And I think if you were to sort of have, not like higher standards, but if you were going to be more picky, I think it probably alienates a lot of people who do want to exhibit. And I think it is walking a fine line between, you know, oh, we just want the best and, you know, what about all those other people who want to exhibit kind of thing? It's more difficult because it's so small here.
Right. I mean-